Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Taran Nanda, CEO and founder of Growth Natives.
And I'm Tushar Mishri, practice head for Salesforce at Growth Natives.
Today, we're diving into something that's been, well, let's just say it's been a game changer for how I approach strategic decisions. And it's creating this ripple effect throughout our entire organization.
Let me guess. You're going to tell me about another AI breakthrough that's keeping you up at night?
You know what? It's not just another AI story. It's about what happens when executives start using AI as their strategic thinking partner and how that fundamentally changes the entire company culture.
And I've been seeing that ripple effect firsthand with our clients. When a CEO starts using AI for strategic decisions, it changes everything about how the team approaches technology.
Exactly. So for context, Tushar heads up our Salesforce practice here at Growth Natives, and he's been implementing AI solutions for dozens of companies whose leaders are going through this exact transformation.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is how quickly this has evolved. 6 months ago, most executives were asking me, should we explore AI? Now they're asking, how can we use AI better than our competitors?
And that shift, that's what I want to talk about today. Because I'll be honest, I'm using AI every single day now for strategic decisions. Market analysis, competitive intelligence, stress testing business ideas before we launch them. It's become like having a second brain.
That's a great way to put it. And when employees see their CEO doing that, it sends a very different message than just saying, we should explore AI.
Right? It's the difference between talking about AI and actually living with AI. And the impact on the team has been, well, it's been intense.
Really? How?
Well, think about it. When I walk into a leadership meeting with AI-generated competitive analysis that would have taken our strategy team weeks to produce, it changes the entire dynamic. Suddenly, everyone's wondering, what's my role in this new world?
And that's where the ripple effect gets really interesting, because it's not just about the technology. It's about how people perceive their own value when AI is amplifying the CEO's capabilities.
Exactly. I've seen everything from excitement, people thinking, this is amazing, we're ahead of the curve, to genuine anxiety about whether their expertise still matters.
And the companies that handle this transition well versus those that don't, there's a huge difference in outcomes.
Tell me about that. What are you seeing from the implementation side?
Well, the successful transformations, they're the ones where the CEO doesn't just use AI, they democratize it. They bring their teams into the process rather than just presenting AI-generated insights as if they're some kind of strategic genius.
Right? Because people aren't stupid. They figure out pretty quickly when your insights came from AI tools.
Exactly. And when they do, and you haven't been transparent about it, you lose credibility. But when you're open about it,
it becomes collaborative. Last month, I was working on our Q4 strategy. And instead of just using AI myself, I brought the leadership team into the process, showed them how I was approaching it, what I was looking for, how I was validating the outputs.
And what happened?
They started experimenting with similar approaches in their own areas. Our marketing head began using AI for campaign analysis. Our sales director for pipeline forecasting. It became this organic adoption rather than top-down pressure.
That's the difference between AI as a leadership tool versus AI as an organizational capability.
Exactly. But here's what's really interesting. The emotional dynamics of this transition are complex. When I first started using AI for strategic planning, I could feel the tension in the room during board meetings.
What kind of tension, Taran?
Well, imagine you're a department head with 15 years of industry experience, and your CEO is using AI to challenge assumptions you've held for years. It's threatening to your sense of professional identity.
And if you're not careful about how you handle that?
You create a two-tier system, AI-enabled leaders and traditional managers, which is exactly what we can't afford to do.
I've seen this happen. Organizations where the C-suite races ahead with AI, but the middle management layer gets left behind, it creates real dysfunction.
So let's talk about how to avoid that. Because I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. The wrong way is to just start using AI for everything and expect everyone to figure it out.
Right. The right way is to think of it as change management, not just technology adoption.
Exactly. And that starts with being transparent about your process, not just showing results, but showing methodology, limitations, how you're validating AI outputs.
Because it's AI, it's a machine that could get things wrong. It has biases. It can't understand context the way humans can.
Right. And if you're not honest about that, you're setting unrealistic expectations. I always tell my team, I'm not using AI because it's perfect. I'm using it because it helps me think through problems from different angles.
That's a crucial distinction. It's about augmenting human judgment, not replacing it.
Exactly. And when you frame it that way, it becomes less threatening and more empowering. Like, here's a tool that can make all of us better at our jobs.
And the practical implementation of that is key. You can't just give everyone access to ChatGPT and call it a day.
No, you need to think about AI literacy. Not making everyone an AI expert, but helping them understand how to be smart users of AI insights.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, for us, it started with training sessions. Not technical training, but conceptual training. How do you use AI effectively? How do you spot potential issues? How do you validate outputs? How do you integrate AI insights with your expertise?
And those skills are different for different roles.
Absolutely. Our finance team needs to understand how AI can help with forecasting. Our sales team needs to understand how it can help with lead qualification. It's not one size fits all.
And from what I've seen, the companies that invest in that kind of role-specific AI literacy, they're the ones seeing real business impact.
Because their teams aren't just using AI tools, they're using them strategically. They understand how to get value from them.
Right. And that creates this positive feedback loop where AI adoption accelerates because people are seeing real benefits.
Now, let's talk about the data side of this, because here's something I learned. If you're going to use AI for strategic decision making, your data better be solid.
Oh, this is where it gets real, because garbage in, garbage out applies even more when you're using AI for high stakes decisions.
Exactly. And as a CEO, you can't just delegate data quality to the IT team. You need to understand what clean, unified data looks like.
This is where platforms like Salesforce's Data Cloud become crucial. You need that unified view of your customers, your market, your operations.
And the more I use AI, the more I appreciate human expertise, not less.
How so?
Well, AI is incredible at pattern recognition and data synthesis, but it can't understand context the way humans can. It doesn't have intuition about market timing or customer sentiment.
So it's not about replacing human skills, it's about elevating them.
Right? The humans who are going to thrive are the ones who can combine AI insights with deep domain expertise, emotional intelligence, strategic thinking.
And as a leader, your job is to model that combination.
Exactly. I'm not just using AI to make decisions. I'm using AI to inform decisions based on years of experience, market intuition, understanding of our team's capabilities.
And when employees see that, it shows them what the future of work looks like.
Which brings us to culture. Because ultimately, AI adoption isn't a technology challenge, it's a culture challenge.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you need to create a culture where experimentation is safe, where people can try AI tools without fear of failure. Where asking, how can AI help me do this better, becomes natural.
And that has to come from the top.
Absolutely. If the CEO is hiding their AI use, you're creating a culture of fear and resistance. But if you're open about it, collaborative about it,
then you're creating a culture of continuous learning and adaptation.
That's beautifully put, because the technology is going to keep changing. The organizations that can adapt quickly are the ones that are going to win.
And that adaptation starts with leadership.
Right? As CEOs, we're not just adopting AI. We're teaching our organizations what AI adoption looks like.
So what's the first step for someone listening to this?
Start with daily practice. Use AI for routine strategic tasks, market research, competitive analysis, scenario planning. Just start building the habit.
And be transparent about it with your team.
Yes. Share your process, not just your results. Show them how you're approaching AI, how you're validating outputs, how you're combining AI insights with human judgment.
And invest in data quality.
Absolutely. And create safe spaces for experimentation. Let your team know it's okay to try AI tools, even if they don't get it right the first time.
because the goal isn't perfection, it's continuous improvement.
Exactly. And measure the impact on your people, not just your metrics. Are they feeling more capable? Are they developing new skills?
Because if you're creating anxiety and division, you're missing the point.
Right. The goal is to create a culture where AI amplifies human capability rather than replacing it.
And that's a leadership challenge, not a technology challenge.
Exactly. Look, the future is going to be defined by how well humans and AI work together. And as leaders, we have the opportunity to shape what that collaboration looks like.
And it starts with how we use AI ourselves.
Right? We're not just adopting a tool, we're modeling a new way of working. Well, Tushar, this has been a fascinating conversation. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just this, AI adoption isn't a destination, it's a journey. And the leaders who embrace that journey, who are curious, transparent, and collaborative about it, they're the ones who are going to thrive.
And remember, you're not just adopting AI for yourself. You're teaching your entire organization what AI adoption looks like. Make sure you're teaching the right lessons.
That's a great way to put it.
All right, that's a wrap on this episode of Growth Digger. Thanks for joining me today, Tushar.
Thanks for having me, Tarun. This was really insightful.
And thanks to all of you for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe to Growth Digger Podcasts, and we'll see you next time.